If you ride through a lot of neighborhoods on the east side of Buffalo, you will see house after house marked for demolition, vacant lots that are overgrown a lot of times. People throw garbage and old tires on the vacant lots. And it's, you know, it's good that a lot of these houses have been torn down, but what's left behind is not always good.
What have you uncovered? I know you've dug in a little bit and found out about what these demo contractors are getting from the city. What is startling to you about that?
Since Mayor Brown became mayor, the bulk of the work has been done by four big companies. You know, from all appearances, these companies do the job properly, but some of the people in the demolitions business, they have checkered pasts. We will have a very fascinating story about a guy named Albert Steele Jr. He runs the biggest demolition company in Buffalo. They've gotten almost $11 million in business from the city in the last 12 years. Albert Steele, which he would admit to you if he was sitting here, has an extensive criminal record. He was in and out of prison numerous times as a young man and a teenager. He was supposedly an expert car thief, but he did get caught a number of times because he went to prison over and over. Amazingly, he escaped from prison four times in one 13-month period, and he talked to me quite about his life of crime, but also he says he's turned over a new leaf, and he now does a lot of business with the city of Buffalo.
But he has a connection of campaign donations to the mayor?
Out of those four companies, two of the companies, one of them being Albert Steele's company, have given thousands of dollars in donations to Mayor Brown's campaigns. Now, Albert Steele, I've talked to him about this, and he said to me, well, look, I was an ex-convict. Not many people want to do business with an ex-convict, but Mayor Brown was willing to take a chance on me and my company, and by giving him donations, I'm showing my appreciation. He said the mayor has never asked him for donations. The mayor has never said to him, give me some donations or you're not going to get any more business with us.
Are other contractors feeling that the bidding process is fair when it comes to demos in the city?
We spoke to a lot of contractors. We actually went out and observed bidding on some of these demolition projects. And we don't see any evidence that the bidding is rigged or that somebody's being paid off. You know, a guy like Albert Steele, he gets most of the business because he's very good at what he does, and he's able to underbid most of the other people because he has his own contracts or his own machinery, his own trucks, and a lot of these other competitors don't have their own trucks. So they have to rent trucks or hire trucks to take their debris to a landfill. So we don't see any evidence that someone's cheating on this.
Who specifically were you able to talk to from the city? Did the mayor participate in the story?
The mayor didn't talk to us, but he did allow us to talk to some of his top people, Jim Comerford, who's in charge of inspections for the city. He is the main guy overseeing demolitions. He talked to us at length. Mr. Ball, the city attorney, he was helpful and cooperative. And, you know, I wouldn't say the city was overjoyed in talking to us, but they did talk to us.
And ironically, this past Friday, Mayor Brown announced the launch of what he called an official start of a new commercial demolition program to deal with the glut of vacant property and blighted properties in the city.
It did interest me that he announced that. I know that his staff was aware that our series would be starting 2 days after that. And, you know, whatever his reason for announcing it on that date, I just hope the city does everything it can to protect the houses that are worth saving and to tear the ones down that are ruining neighborhoods.
Dan Herbeck, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the investigative piece, The Wrecking Crew.
Thank you. And I just want to mention that Susan Schulman and Mark Sommer worked with me on the project.